This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Certainly hope this isn't true. You, won't you be my dream? Won't you show me where you've been? Show me what I haven't seen to ease my mind. If I will learn to understand, if I have a helping hand, I wouldn't make another Cat dance. Stevens? Who is all this?
My Cat life. Stevens, yeah.
Where is Cat Stevens? Okay.
Where do you go when you don't want no one to know?
Love this voice.
Cat Stevens?
Oh, yeah. What was the one he did? Moonshadow. Oh, that was
a great job. Yeah. He became a Muslim, changed his name, and lost his... This is how silly people are. He became pretty vocal about some Muslim causes, and he became Yusuf Islam, if I'm not mistaken. I think I remember that. His name changed to that, and then his recording career went down the drain, and nobody paid any attention to him anymore. But there have been... I think he went back to being Cat Stevens for a while.
Yeah, I think for his stage name. He continued with Cat Stevens for his stage name.
Right. Yeah, right. All right, so that brings us into another hour of the Good Day program for this Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen with the genius of Jay Kirshner, helping us understand what is going on. How many of you have a high boiling point? And with that, do you have a high melting point? You know what I'm talking about? People have some people have a short fuse. It's also referred to that way. Some have a longer fuse. Like I would say Donald Trump has a short fuse. Would you agree with that assertion?
Seems like he's one of those people that may have like a hair, what is it called, a hairline trigger?
Hairline trigger, right. And it was pretty well exemplified yesterday when he told the judge that he couldn't be controlled. The judge took him to task, telling him to control himself. And then because he couldn't or didn't, then the judge said to the lawyers, I beseech you to control him if you can. If you can't, I will excuse him and draw every negative inference that I can. He's his own worst enemy, but he can't help himself because I'm beginning to think he's got Tourette. Not Tourette's, but what's the other, an ADHD? There's another word, there's another description of people who are not able to control. He just can't help himself. And he doesn't have any respect.
Dysregulated?
I don't know. There's something there that some people, you know, when you call it to everybody's attention, oh, you just don't like Trump. No, it's not about that. It's about something that's not right. There's something there that isn't right. So does that disqualify him from being president? No, look at the guy from Pennsylvania who got elected to the Senate, and the guy had a stroke, and he could barely talk and move.
Most of his votes were from early voters. But I think it's more, as far as Donald Trump goes, and I think that it's not just him. We all know people that are like this, more than one person, I'm sure, emotional health situation. Some people are just more reactive, and there's a difference between being reactive and being responsive, and we see that in our daily lives, too.
Right. Well, today is election day around the country, and a lot of a year from today, we'll be having another presidential election, but today it's regional and local elections, and because I spent a good deal of time on this earlier, but I think it's important to spend time on this because you need to have a guide. Do you have reference points? We keep talking about Ohio and the abortion question that's on the poll, that's on the ballot there, and you need to make sure that you're educated so you know what a yes vote means and a no vote means. I don't mean just in Ohio, but wherever they have these referenda, there are lots of ways, unfortunately, that people can twist and turn this stuff around. So when you're voting yes, you think it's what you want, and it's in fact you're voting no. It's very confusing, and almost it ought to be. I don't understand why we let these people that use the phraseology that they do get away with it, because it's supposed to be an objective. You know, where are the election people saying, you know, make it simple, not like you were appealing to every doctor who writes and speaks in a way that the average American doesn't. So anyway, there are a lot of questions, and as I said, the aforementioned business about abortion rights, the Ohio referendum question to protect abortion access. So what's your gut tell you, Jay? Do you think it's going to pass, or will it not? Is there confusion?
I think that people are smarter than we're giving them credit for. One of the conversations is about the confusion on how to vote yes versus no. If you voted yes last time, you'll vote no this time, and vice versa, where some people think that if they're not paying attention, and it's the same, it's still an issue one, that people, if they voted yes last time, they'll vote yes this time. But it's also where, like, you have to do your own research about whatever, everything it is. Because we've even been getting pamphlets in the mail for people who are in support of Issue 1, people who are against Issue 1. And even then, it's not all the facts about what Issue 1 really is. It's a lot of people putting their own opinions based on it, or fear-mongering, if you will.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's opinion voting, not factual voting.
Yes, yes. And let's see, Kentucky, Mississippi, Virginia, Pennsylvania, I think that's where all eyes are really going to be focused on. Those are the big ones that are happening. That's not just local level.
So if this passes in Ohio, that is the abortion question, to protect abortion rights, it'll be the seventh straight victory for abortion rights, which is telling. You remember the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and state by state by state by state, it's being put back in. They threw it out because they said it was a state's rights issue. They didn't throw it out. They just, because the Supreme Court doesn't do that, they just said this is something that is not a federal question. It is a local question, so the states must decide for themselves. And so far, all the seven states that have had this, and I'm going to bet that it'll pass in Ohio as well, have gone back to the point. This is, I think, the abortion is legal until 23 weeks. Is that, am I right there? If I remember something, I think that's.
You know what? I'm not sure, but it would be 15 weeks, I believe, if issue one would pass. It would be 15 weeks, and then there has been no conversation about issue two for Ohio, which is whether or not to legalize recreational marijuana.
Yay! Boo! That should just pass. I mean, I don't use it. I had a chance to grow on my farm, and I didn't. But I think that I don't like it. I don't like being around it. I don't support it. I don't support alcohol. But if you're going to be consistent, if you have people, either you legalize that, or you make smoking tobacco products illegal, and you make alcohol illegal. And we all know how well prohibition worked. So, and prohibition doesn't work with marijuana. It's sold on the black market. People are making billions of dollars on the side. It's just like selling drugs on the side. Yeah, that's where the money, because it's illegal, so therefore people want it, and they'll buy it. Not that they want it because it's illegal, although some people, that's their thought process. It's illegal.
Yeah, but
let's
some
go
people,
get
there's
some.
The thrill of it,
Right,
well, that's for a long time before anywhere had recreational marijuana. One of the sayings was, well, it's not that way because they haven't figured out how to properly tax it.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, the government getting more money.
Money. So, in Kentucky, the governor there is a Democrat. He's running for re-election and kind of trying to use Biden's economic policies without naming Biden, because Biden's not very popular in Kentucky, as the poll that I referenced earlier suggests, he's not very popular. And all five of the states that are the important electoral vote states. Then there is Governor Youngkin, who sees himself perhaps as a Republican candidate for president at some point in time. He's trying to give his party a model for the 15-week limit. So there's that. Those questions, by the way, Kentucky, as you said, besides Ohio, Kentucky, by voting, these guys that are running, like this guy in Kentucky, the Democrat, running on a Roe v. Wade sort of platform, the guy in Virginia, same thing. And then you look down in Mississippi, there's a fellow named Brandon Presley, who is a state official, second cousin of Elvis. He's a Democrat. And people think he's going to win because he's Elvis's cousin.
Well, yes.
Nothing to do with what the guy's all about.
100%. There will be people who will vote for him because they are hardcore Elvis fans.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The guy's probably a genius. Okay, I'm Elvis Presley. I'm running, and I'll win. And I'll bet you that he'll win. He calls himself pro-life, emphasizes his faith and gun rights and stuff like that. But he's not going to win because of any of that stuff. He's going to win because his name is Presley. And he made it very clear through all of the campaigns that he was Elvis's cousin. That's why he's going to win.
He's riding those coattails.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah. Anyway, there's some school issues on the ballot. There's one in Iowa here that attracted my attention. Voters will decide whether to give the city council more control over the public library after the board recently rejected an effort from residents to ban the memoir called Gender Queer. I take a deep breath because, you know what? If you expect people to learn how to think, you got to expose them to all kinds of stuff. I may not want to read the book. I may not care. But if people want to read the book, give them the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's none of your business. Exactly. None of your business. All right. Let's take a trip to Las Vegas. You ready? Ready to go? Last minute road trips. Call 800-419-3684 and get 3 days and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas. You get on the phone, no purchase necessary, just get in the queue. Give them your name and address, and you're on your way. And also, ask them about the tickets to a Vegas show. 800-419-3684, 800-419-DUG for free nights in Vegas.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is Good Day Program. Social media time. Connect to us by using at Good Day Networks for any of the social media. We often do celebrity news here that's trending. And certainly Joan Jett, ex of the Blackhearts. Remember Joan Jett and the Blackhearts? Well, she was asked to sing with Dolly Parton. You know, the rock and roll album that Dolly Parton has done with lots and lots of people who have done their share to help keep Dolly in the rock business. So Joan Jett said, no, sorry, I don't want to do anything with Dolly Parton. Dolly apparently reached out to Joan Jett, said, I want to sing I Love Rock and Roll with you. But Joan Jett said, nope, sorry, not interested. We'll tell you why after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
And I can tell it wouldn't be long if it was me.
Love rock and roll! Yeah, doesn't everybody? Well, no, everybody actually doesn't like rock and roll. Depends on your definition of rock and roll. So anyway, Joan Jett said no. Dolly called her and said, wouldn't you like to do this song with me? And she said, nope, I don't want to, but I will sing this song with you, Hate Myself for Loving You.
Everybody I can love sing. That.
Yeah, so Dolly said, yeah, I'm swell for that.
Well, right? And Dolly was so open to whatever anybody else had to say, the fact that Joan Jett basically told her what song to put on her album. Dolly was like, heck yes.
Yeah. I think this is cool. Crank this up a little, will you, James? So I'm trying. This is not the Dolly version of it, right? We don't have that yet.
The album drops next week, and it is Dolly's 49th solo studio album, and there are 30 songs on this album. She does a lot of. She does. I think there are 9 originals. The rest are covers. Some covers she does with the original singers. Nice. Some she does with artists. Some she does with other artists, and it is just. And some of the covers she does by herself, like she does
Elton John. Is on this with her, John Fogerty, Sheryl Crow, Stevie Nicks, Sting. It's just a coincidence it's coming out in time for Christmas, but you know how that works. So if you're a Dolly fan, this is a good gift to get for somebody, or you ask folks, I'm a Dolly fan, give me this, please, for Christmas, and so it'll sell a jillion copies, because Dolly's pretty smart when it comes down to this sort of thing. She knows how to promote, she knows how to deal with the public, she knows how to be herself, and that's really the most important thing, don't you? Never mind just for performers, but for all of us. Good lesson there. Be yourself. And so that's kind of the buzzword of this program, as a matter of fact. We all try to be, if you're being yourself, you'll have to try to be yourself, right? Like yesterday when you and Jen, we listened to the download. If you want to hear the program without me, what it sounds like, go to the gooddayshow.com and get the Good Day download and check it out. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Today, voters in regions across the country will participate in elections. Kentucky's incoming Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley. The mother of a child killed in last year's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School is on the ballot today for mayor of Uvalde, Texas. Senate Republicans, in an attempt to secure America's wide-open southern border, have a list of immigration reforms they want to put on any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The proposal from Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Langford include finishing the border wall, more pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to the nation's asylum laws. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Gonna be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Find the hook on songs like this, because this sounds like this guy's got a toothache or something.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Jay, how's your teeth?
My teeth are great. My lip is a little, the tool got away from the doctor.
I got tried to drill in your teeth by going through your lip. But that's
I have a fat lip, and it is sliced up.
Congratulations. All right. right. 34 change, maybe 35 at the hour, November the 7th. Election Day. We'll have Eric Geller with us in 5 or 6 minutes. Talk about what's going on. He says, what's new? Hey, Eric, what's going on in Israel? Tell us what's new. There's a Pennsylvania woman who won 3 million smackers on a scratch-off lottery ticket. Don't you love this? About once a week we have a story like this with people and the money that they didn't know they were going to win. Well, you know, you take a chance. You can't win if you don't buy a ticket, so let's go buy a ticket. I took my grandson Miles and I went out to dinner on Sunday night. It was boys' night out. Perhaps, let's have boys' night out. Okay, so we went out to dinner, the two of us. And we went to a place, a diner, in Culver City, and they sell lottery tickets. So Miles kept looking. There's a screen in the restaurant that has all of the winners and stories of winners. And so he said, Gramps, how does the lottery work? And so I told him, you have to buy a ticket, and you watch the numbers, and if the number comes up, you win. And I said, not many people win because there are a lot of people who play, and you know, you only win once in a while. There are winners once in a while. So he said, okay, can we play? I said, well, I'll buy tickets for you and for me, and you're not supposed to. So we went up to the counter. Now, Miles is going to be 9 years old in December, and he says he has the most unassuming way about him. He looks at the lady behind the counter and says, my gramps and I would like to buy lottery tickets. Now, you've heard, you can imagine Miles saying that because he's been here on the program.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
So she looks at him and she says, well, I can't sell you a ticket because you're too young. And he had this anguish on his face. What do you mean? Well, because you have to be 18 to play the lottery. And he understood that. And then he looks at me, and he's got this shifty look on his eye. Okay, Gramps, so you buy 2 tickets. And I said, yes, I'll buy 2 tickets, one for me and one for you. And so he went home into the house screaming at his mother, saying, Mom, I got a lottery ticket. Look at that. Of course, Megan is all, I do whatever I can to stir the pot, and then I leave. So Megan's looking at me, raising her eyebrow. What have you done now? And I said, I'm just teaching him how the lottery works. And then she said something about gambling, and because Megan's very prim and proper, and I'll bet she hasn't bought a lottery ticket in her life. I've never asked her. I didn't ask her after this. So anyway, I said, you keep this ticket, and we'll see who wins. If you win, you have to, because I bought it, you have to share the money with me. And then he looks at me. He looks at Scam. And he looks at his mother. Everybody will win, Megan says. So anyway, that's the story of us buying a lottery ticket for a 9 and 8 year old. So anyway, this lady in Pennsylvania won $3 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. She says she's going to take her terminally ill husband on his dream vacation to Alaska. How good, how sad, but how good. Penny Reap is her name. From Armstrong County in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
She got the winning ticket at the local food mart. She said that she had a dentist appointment the day she stopped at the store to exchange some winning tickets because she bought them before. And one of the new tickets she bought, called $3 million Diamonds in Gold, wound up being the winner. She scratched the $30 ticket and thought, I'm not seeing this right, am I? And she kept looking at it, and she realized she just won $3 million. She grabbed the counter and started crying. She had chest pain. She felt like her feet were coming out from underneath her. And she got her winnings, and she said, I'm going to take my husband, who has an incurable form of cancer, on a trip to Alaska.
So. Yeah, this is one of those times when whenever somebody wins some kind of jackpot or money in the lottery, you always kind of hope that it's the quote-unquote the right person.
Yeah, people who need it. Yeah,
yeah, someone who right. who needs it or will do something good with it. And this, in this situation, this is like she was supposed to win. That was her ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, right. All right, I was talking earlier. You can hear the earlier conversation. I'm not going to repeat it. I don't like repeating myself because I think that there's so many things to talk about. You know, sometimes I'll go to the same subject matter and talk about it with a different angle. So you can go to Good Day Download, gooddayshow.com, and catch what I said, I think, earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. But what I was referring to, or what I am referring to now, is a Siena College poll that was taken to figure out what the strength of Biden and Trump were in the 5 or 6 states that make the difference in the Electoral College. What I did not mention was the impact of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And apparently, as I have said, and maybe it's me sounding happy because the election were today, I'd vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in a second. And everybody I know, I mean everybody, except my children, but everybody else in my social circle, are right now expressing excitement and encouragement and enthusiasm for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And now the result of this poll says that almost universally, people who don't know anything about Kennedy, but they saw his name in this poll for the first time, are saying, wait a minute, who's this guy? What's his platform? So the curiosity factor and the fact that his poll numbers are increasing, no matter who takes the poll, no matter when it's taken, it is very consistent, showing that his appeal is greater and people want to know more about him. Is he like his father? Is he like the rest of the Kennedys? What's he like? And the answer to that question is no, he's not really like his father, and he's certainly not like some of his cousins and offspring who have declared him basically the black sheep of the family.
His siblings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So we want nothing to do with him, blah, blah. Okay. Well, that tells you something in and of itself. So at any rate, it'll be very interesting. But this is very consistent stuff, and I think that I'm on the bandwagon, not because it's something that I think, yeah, okay, so it's good that there's somebody else beside Trump and Biden in the picture, but it's good because he has interesting and important points of view on the issues of the day. And that certainly, for me anyway, is not, this is, I'm not looking for a one-issue-oriented candidate. I find some of the things that he's saying to be very interesting and intriguing. Some of them, eh. But, you know, at least we need to have some, we have to have a contest here. And Trump and Biden is no contest as far as I'm concerned. I'll sit on my hand. I'm not going to vote for either one of them. And wouldn't. I might write my own name in, or Jay Kirshner as president or something.
I'll write your name in too, Doug.
All right, James. We'll put in James. He's too young. He couldn't be president. Got to be 36.
No, I'll James, you need to also put in Doug.
Yeah,
yes.
I will vote for you okay. at the same time.
Okay. Y'all. All right, that's it. Benjamin Netanyahu in our focus. Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
And change half the hour here on the Good Day program. Joining us now from his home in Israel, Uri Geller, the mystifier, the spoon bender, the motivator, the friend. I like you. I call you my friend. I don't call you the rest of this stuff. Everybody else calls you that stuff. So you've gone through all of this. You keep going through it. What's new? What's different this week than last week, let's say?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, Doug, I don't really know if the Americans, if all your friends know how much America is involved in this war. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the beginning, with the escalation of the conflict between Israel and Hamas, the Americans have increased their presence in this zone everywhere, particularly in the Mediterranean Sea, you know, very close to Iran. And yep. That's because that Iran is supporting Hamas in its fight against Israel. And according to military reports, the scale of America's operation is huge. It's fast. Did you know that over 17,000 military personnel have been deployed to the area since the Hamas attack in Israel in early October? Did you know that?
Yeah, no. There are a couple of flat tops and a lot of people. We have bases there, and we're protecting our bases. We went there in the first place to have a foothold in the Middle East back in the 40s.
Yes, and you know that the U.S. Air Force has also sent large and large numbers of fighter jets into the region, and that's after the Pentagon confirmed that the United States military has, listen how many attacks you are upon you already. You were attacked 30 times, maybe even more, in various locations, probably dotted across Iraq and Syria. So there is a major airlift as we speak. You know, the destroyers and the submarine, the nuclear submarine just came into the arena here. And, you know, a nuclear submarine, I mean, come on, you know what that can do. So, you know, the Americans are really concerned that the Iranians will attack. Anyhow, now, let's go back to Los Angeles. I'm sure you heard the news about the Jewish, 65-year-old Jewish man who was killed. He was murdered by Hamas supporters.
I was in Los Angeles this weekend, and that was the big talk of the town, or certainly one of the big talks in the town was that. And you've got that happening not just there, Uri, where your daughter lives, but it's happening all around the country. There was a place, Jay, where were we talking about this fellow earlier today that attacked? Was it New York or Florida? It was Florida.
Some guy in
Florida did the same thing, Uri. So it's not just happening in one place. It's happening all over the place.
Wait, let me correct you. It's happening all over the world. Yeah. I mean, there is a demonstration now planned for the 11th, which is a very holy, solemn day for England, you know, where we can commemorate fallen soldiers on the 11th, at 11 o'clock, you know. 11-11. And they're threatening to create a 1 million people demonstration for Hamas, not against Hamas, for Hamas. So I think it's all over the world, and we're dealing with this. We have to explain and show the atrocities that were committed by Hamas. I just sent out a leaflet on my social media where it says, Hamas baked a baby. Hamas baked a baby. Hamas baked a baby. And it's incredible. They found a baby inside an oven in one of those kibbutzims down south. So there we are. This is what we are dealing with. And, you know, the world is now closer to a third world war than ever before.
Well, I don't want to hold on to that thought. I wondered how you would spend a couple of seconds talking about Netanyahu and how you think he's doing.
The music.
I know. James, will you stop? I'm not finished yet. Now we've used up the time. Okay, so we'll save it for next time. All right. Hurry, be safe. Thank you.
Lots of love to all of you. Bye.
Yep, take care. It's 10 before the hour.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The wind. I think it was it yesterday you and Jay played Wizard of Oz, or was that last week with me? I can't remember. I thought I heard that yesterday. At any rate, Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So it is from time to time that we hear this because there's obviously something historical that we need to focus on. Yes. Chucker, what is it?
This is interesting. Very interesting, actually, on many levels. This day in TV history, November 7, 1976. Gone with the Wind, which was produced in 1939, got its first broadcast airing on NBC. Two-night event, and pulled in 65% of the entire viewing audience. Think about that. 65% of everybody watching television that night in 1976, this day, watched Gone with the Wind. That is something that would that could never be duplicated in 2023 with the landscape of so many channels and streaming shows and so many ways to watch different programs. But I do find that 65% an incredible number.
Yeah, it is. But can you imagine that happening today? And that
no, I cannot. You know, it's what's interesting. You know, I don't want to say the world has changed a little bit since 1976, but it certainly has. I think the way people consumed news and entertainment and the collective experience, which had to be that night, it really is no more. I mean, other than the Super Bowl, which attracts about 110-plus million viewers once a year, there really isn't much in terms of a collective event that people sit down collectively as a country and as a mass audience and watch. I think that day is over. I don't want to say sadly, but that's just the reality of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's check. I don't know. I was going to say, let's find some more optimistic stuff. I heard you go through yesterday. I was listening to you and Jay go through the box office totals, excuse me, the weekend, and your comment about how much money the Swift thing is getting for her. She's getting 51% of the take.
57.
57.
It's a good deal. No middleman, no studio involved. It was a direct deal. She started with a direct deal to AMC Theaters, and then somebody the other theaters expanded, but that is a great deal for her her side of the fence. Yeah.
All right. So coming up is the movie version of Lisa Marie. Well, not Lisa Marie, but her mother, Priscilla Presley, Sofia Coppola, and Lisa Marie apparently saw the script before she died and had nothing but contempt for it. She thought that she was shocked, horrified in the depiction of her father in the script. And so where did this information come from? Did it come from, it didn't come from Priscilla. She loves.
Sure, but here's what's interesting. Last year, right, Baz Luhrmann does his Elvis movie, right?
Right.
It makes like $150 million. Now, that was a studio movie, right, with a huge marketing campaign.
Yep.
This movie is more of an indie movie, and it opened to $5 million in business, which tells you about the power of you need big marketing to get people into theaters on a mass level. And then this movie's gotten good reviews, Priscilla. I'm certainly interested in seeing it. But again, you know, Universal, I believe, is a studio that backed Baz Luhrmann movie, and that made a lot of money.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I think I do kind of want to see it, but
I do too.
I'm affected by what Lisa Marie said, frankly, about in terms of me figuring out whether I want to see it or not. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments here on the Good Day program. Every day at this time, you can find out what's going on in the world of entertainment, film, television. The strike's almost over. Keep your fingers crossed. 58 past the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.